This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Suffering was a significant part of Jesus Christ's 33-year journey on earth. As believers, therefore, it should not surprise us to read in 1 Peter 2:21, "To this you were called, because Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example, that you should follow in his steps." Again, in chapter 4, verse 1, "Since Christ suffered in his body, arm yourselves also with the same attitude, because he who has suffered in his body is done with sin." Eugene Peterson gives a wonderful description of what Peter is saying here. "Since Jesus went through everything you're going through and more, learn to think like him. Think of your suffering as a weaning from that old sinful habit of always expecting to get your own way. Then you'll be able to live out your days free to pursue what God wants instead of being tyrannized by what you want. Your behavior before becoming a believer is to be considered something in the past, forgiven and forgotten by God. We should leave it there. Don't be surprised if those you socialize with will not understand your new focus in life, resulting in new attitudes and actions, new priorities. They might invite you to join them in what they continue to do, but it won't be as attractive to you now. Your new choices might not be what your friends expect. This makes for awkwardness, and they might laugh or ridicule you. The challenge is to love them, do what is pleasing to God, and trust God to work in their hearts. Remember, God is fully responsible for the outcome of our obedience." To review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org, and click on the archives.